Joining our voices with the song of the angels, let us pray for the church, the world, and all who are in need. The shepherds sing and praise God, saying, Jesus Christ is born. Let your church throughout the world proclaim this good news over the hills and everywhere. Unite the voices of all your faithful people in songs of praise and rejoicing. Holy Child of Bethlehem, hear our prayer. Heaven and nature sing joy to the world. Give respite to flocks, fields, and those who tend them. Come near to us in the beauty of nighttime, the shining of the stars, and the hush of a world at rest. May our wonder at your creation rouse our care for all the earth. Holy Child of Bethlehem, hear our prayer. The angels sing peace on earth. Come quickly to still the strife of this world. Hush the noise of war and violence in places of unrest. Inspire leaders of nations to seek lasting peace and sustainable provision for all in their care. Holy Child of Bethlehem, hear our prayer. Mary sings melodies of comfort to her newborn child. Send relief to hospital workers who are exhausted and frustrated. Bring peace and comfort to long-term care workers who are too exhausted and spread thin. Bring rest and reassurance to those facing struggles in this night, for all who lie in hospital beds, isolated from family and friends, for those who will die alone. Console all who are in pain from injury, depression, or anxiety. Relieve and heal all who are sick or hurting from all disease, including COVID-19 and cancer, heart disease, and stroke. We remember Eddie, Elaine, Susie, Ruth, Danelda, Lynette, Barb, Sarah, Aaliyah, Stephanie, Joe, Greg, Tyler, Marianne, and those we name in the stillness of our hearts. Holy Child of Bethlehem, hear our prayer. Love sings through the sound of a new baby's cry. Bless new parents and expectant parents. Comfort those who long for children, especially those running out of hope or options. Surround families of every shape and size with your love and care. Holy Child of Bethlehem, hear our prayer. The heavenly chorus sings glory to God in the highest. We give you thanks for all the saints who have proclaimed your glory in word and deed, especially Ruby and Harold. Let us join them this night in joyful praise around your eternal throne. Holy Child of Bethlehem, hear our prayer. God of mercy, come quickly to us with grace upon grace as we lift these and all our prayers to you. In the name of Jesus, amen.
The peace of Christ be with you always, and also with you. I invite you now to share a sign of peace with those who you are gathered with. And if you are alone, please know that you are held in love and prayers with your church family. Gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, let us pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Vater unser im Himmel, geheiligt werde dein Name.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Dein Reich komme, dein Wille geschehe, wie im Himmel, so auf Erden.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses.
Unser tägliches Brot gib uns heute, und vergib uns unsere Schuld.
As we forgive those who trespass against us.
Wie auch wir vergeben unseren Schuldigen.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Und führe uns nicht in Versuchung, sondern erlöse uns von dem Bösen.
For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Denn dein ist das Reich und die Kraft und die Herrlichkeit in Ewigkeit. Amen.
The Gospel of the Incarnation. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood or of the will of the flesh or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. I invite you now to light your candles and dim your lights and enjoy our wonderful musician Trevor Wagler playing Silent Night on Zion's beloved organ.